This week, while schools are on winter break, we are taking a little time to get to know some students and teachers. Today, three students from Curie High School in Chicago would like to introduce us to some of the teachers in their after-school programs. Here's Philip Baggett, Charles Garcia, and Kirsten Sanders with her bowling teacher, Madeline Ramirez.
After school, I go bowling.
You missed your mark completely and you went across.
Talking to Ms. Ramirez, she like in school, she might not seem that fun. She really doesn't look like that. Like that kind of person, like, oh, okay, I want to stay away from her because she looks like she's going to suspend me or something. But in bowling, she really shows who she really is. Like, she's real fun. She makes sure we understand what she's talking about. I mean, she gets in our face.
You need to slow down, okay?
For me, I have to keep my body slightly turned to the right. And once I go up there, I must keep my arms straight once I let go of the ball and have, like, this different kind of arrows on the floor. And I have to have it right on the second arrow once I let it go. And once it does that, it just goes on its own and goes right into the pins to get the strike.
I'll keep doing this. No, you keep doing this.
I know, but I'm going to keep doing this.
We got to put a rubber band so they can stay.
When I'm in school, if I'm not around my friends, I'm more quiet or I keep to myself. But when I'm bowling, I feel like I can act anywhere I want to. I could, like, act nonchalant or just crazy all I want to. When bowling, they always have to tell me to be quiet no matter what I'm doing. I just feel like I'm letting out my energy just throwing the ball down the alley. That's where I go. After school.
After school, I go to the TV studio.
Okay, quiet on set, please. Quiet on the set.
It'd be great just to have an introduction, so.
Okay, introduction. My name is Noel Akemi. I am an instructor / producer at Curie High School's TV department.
There's a few of us who really like the class, who hang around there after school. We're kind of like a family. We call each other the TV studio family. That's how close we are together.
Are you the only one editing it?
I'm the one that knows
Final Cut Pro. Mr. Akemi doesn't really teach you that much. He just tells you what to read, what to learn. The rest is up to you. He has been a producer before for different news stations, and he has worked under different people. So he's always telling me what things I should and should not do when I get into the business, what my attitude has to be, the things that I need to know. Well, he will say,
in this business, you either have the eye or you don't.
If you want to make it into this business, you have to have all these different skills. You need to be good at camera work. You need to be a good editor. You have to be a good writer and director.
All right, cut this right there.
That's what he always says.
Okay, rewind that. Okay, zoom in on that right there.
You can say things to him, and he will not take it right the wrong way. We're always playing around. We throw papers at each other, you know. Sometimes we'll swear at each other. Sometimes I'll go and just punch him in the stomach just for kicks.
Are you the only one editing it?
I got a parking ticket for parking here at the school, and I had to pay for that. And Mr. Akemi gave me $50 to pay for the ticket. And I thought it was really nice of him, and then I paid him back. When you're in the TV studio, it's all friends, and the teachers are my friends. And they will help me with everything. They're not just there to get paid. They actually appear. That they really care in what you're doing, and they really want to make sure that you have a good future.
How's that look? Play it again.
That's what I do after school.
After school, I go to gospel choir. What we have now is about a good maybe 6 or 7 songs, and we're just really just going over and over them to get them down packed. Reverend Garrett he just drills it into us, you know? And, you know, it can be encouraging, and it can be aggravating, too. But you know that the main purpose is for you to do the best that you can.
I should hear you like a trumpet without a beat on it. Great things! I should hear you like you're ripping the top off the house. 1, 2, 3.
We may be singing a song, and the choir's not moving, and he'll just move, move, you know, and he'll come right in your face, just move, you know, and you'll just want to go, you know, and just do it. Reverend Garrett is more of a spiritual advisor as well. So when there are things that we're having problems with or trouble in school, you know, he's a little closer to our age, so he's more understanding of what we're going through, and he's just that person, that go-to guy that we can talk to or call on the phone whenever we may need him. That's where I go after school.
That's Philip Baggett and the rest of the Voices of I Am Gospel Choir under the direction of Reverend Daniel Garrett. We also heard from Charles Garcia and his TV teacher, Noel Ockamy, and Kirsten Sanders with her bowling teacher, Madeline Ramirez. They're students at Curie High School in Chicago and produce these stories as part of Curie Youth Radio.